Good afternoon, Peter Lynham.
Good afternoon. How are you going today?
Oh, you've got a mint cold there, buddy.
Okay. Hey, not good, not good.
Did you get? Yeah. Is that a travelling flu? Is it? Is that from your old airplane?
Precisely. Oh, the bottled up in these little tubes, which they choose to call travel. There's no fun in it, I can assure you.
No.
Yes, it's a disgusting experience, really. But there we are.
All right.
But I've been thinking about much more recent events than my travel.
Okay.
When I saw what had happened in this terrible Jewish killing over the weekend on Saturday.
Whereabouts?
And
I haven't.
In Pittsburgh.
Okay.
At a small Jewish synagogue in Pittsburgh, where I think, I'm not quite sure of the numbers, I think 11 killed and 6 injured.
Wow.
Out of a congregation of 40, that's a pretty devastating result.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually kind of a small church, it sounds like, or a small, what do you call that, congregation?
So what I got thinking about is, anti-Semitic thought seems very widespread at the moment. And I wondered what the roots of it were, because there's definitely, there's been anti-Semitic thought in European and in Arabic circles for centuries and centuries. But why does it revive at this moment?
Yeah. Hey, Peter, are you in the wind? Can you just duck out of the wind?
Yeah, maybe I'm trying to walk.
It'll be better for your cold as well if you stay out of the wind, mate.
All right, so maybe I won't walk and talk. Okay, I'll just stay still. Is that better I stay still?
Yeah, it does. It was just sort of, we're getting a lot of...
All right, so, right, we can't afford to have the wind. I'll just stand by a tree and watch the...
Ah, there we go. You've got it.
Yep.
Now, just picking up where you were, we left off, lots of anti-Semitic...
Anti-Semitic thought just seems prevalent in anti-Semitic attitudes and behaviours.
Mm.
And the figures show that since 2013, there's been a big rise in anti-Semitic activity. And so what is responsible for this? The two obvious factors are Jewish behavior of the state of Israel that provokes other reactions, or other political circumstances of much more populist politics being the kind of politics that's flourishing at the moment. And I think there's a bit of a tray of both going on. But deep down, I think there's a religious factor and a cultural factor at work, as well as a kind of Trumpian-type populist politics operating. I don't suppose anybody, particularly out of Israel, much loves the behaviour of Israeli politics. Do you think... Would that influence somebody to go slaughtering elderly Jews in a synagogue?
Do I think the actions of the state of Israel could cause someone to do that?
People are pretty extreme, pretty crazy. So I'm just going to assume that people can do just about anything, because people are pretty crazy.
Yeah. Sure, random acts of violence just happen. But there is another factor here, because, those random acts of violence generally have been increasing. There have been a lot of acts, anti-Jewish acts, in the last, especially 5 years.
They get a hard time, the Jews, eh? They get a real hard time for some reason.
They get all these
stigmas about them being cheap and all this, that weird shit in America, people always saying stuff like that, and it's like... Like, when if you don't grow up around that, it's like, where is all this coming from, eh? It's such a weird... It's like, you hear people talking about it, even like I remember when I was growing up, people would say stuff about Jews, and it's like, fuck, you don't even know what you're talking about. It's just something you've seen on TV, Like, it's how you should...
Yeah.
It's terrible how people just act how everyone else, kind of taught them in the wrong way. It's fucked up.
So there are very deep cultural stereotypes. Just think of Shylock in The Merchant of Venice.
Right.
And you know that these go very, very deep in European culture, where the notion that somehow the Jews, the moneylenders, the different people were in some way responsible for the bad things happening to ordinary people. It's great to have some other type of person who's responsible for why you don't do well.
A scapegoat, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a pretty religious phrase in itself.
Is it? Oh, yeah, totally. I'm just thinking about it now. I can see the goat. I'm thinking old times. What does scapegoat mean? Do you know
so
that?
The scapegoat was in Jewish traditional Old Testament sacrifice, it was this goat that was chosen by lot, and over it were confessed the sins of the people, that it was released to go out into the desert and fall over a cliff and die.
Oh. Holy shit. And so this is actually a Jewish saying?
Yeah, that's right.
That is far out.
Yeah, it's
bugger me,
eh? R.I.P. little goat.
Yeah, R.I.P. all my problems. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's certainly that factor. I think another factor has been the rise of Islamic society, and a lot of Islamic societies, some of the old European myths have had a new life. So the famous Protocols of the Elders of Zion, which is a Russian forgery of the late 19th century and the legend that Jewish banking and a Jewish conspiracy are behind all the evil things that have ever happened. And you know, it's been shown to be a complete fabrication.
This is some Nazi sort of shit, eh?
But it is now widely disseminated on Islamic websites and forms a great deal of popular culture,
right,
which is incredibly hostile to Jewish people.
Mm.
And so there's factors like that as well that shape how people respond. But, I mean, what possesses this, the man's name is Robert Bowers, and he seems to have contributed a lot to his own website, in which he's blamed the Jews for all the bad things happening. Pittsburgh is a declining industrial town with bad economic outcomes, and that's the classic model of the sorts of person who finds the kind of anti-Jewish myth very attractive, because they think, you know, who's to blame for our bad economic circumstances? So there are those economic sources part of it.
Right.
Sometimes too, and I mean, the Trump world has increased that kind of.
Oh yeah, I could imagine.
You know, blame some popular externality.
Yeah,
or at least the outwardness of that. Yeah. Because, I mean, a lot of that was probably there already, but it just, he's kind of given the go-ahead to go, yeah,
somehow
fucking...
Somehow authenticates it.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. So that's a factor that probably plays into this rise of anti-Semitism. Beyond that, it's so hard to make sense of the ugliness of these events, but it's a real reflection of our kind of the world that we're becoming, where populist extremism, you know, nobody cares less about the lies, it seems, anymore.
All right, Peter, a fairly heavy topic.
Yeah, heavy stuff. Very
but
heavy
I guess
stuff.
It, yeah. I mean, it is something which must be addressed or talked about at the very least.
I think,
so.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Well,
hey, rest up and get over that travelling flu that you've got.
Be fine. Yeah. All right. Good. See you later.
Take
bye
it
bye.
Easy, mate.